This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I did an interview with the CEO of GoFundMe a couple of years ago, right at the early stages of the pandemic, about how people were increasingly turning to the crowdfunding platform for help as the economy came to a grinding stop. And that was before inflation became the dominant economic through line. And now, according to a new report from the company, even more people are turning to crowdfunding for help, with significant increases and people asking for help paying for gas and groceries, baby formula, and a bunch of other basics. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Sometime this spring, Natanya Hamilton realized her paycheck just wasn't cutting it anymore.
The biggest thing was grocery. I have a 9-year-old who is almost as tall as me. He's a very big boy, and he eats.
Hamilton had been working as a physical therapist assistant in Savannah, Georgia for a few years, but she says her salary hadn't really gone up. So as prices rose,
the paycheck was just not stretching as far. I was getting less food for more money.
Then her air conditioning broke. So did her car. She started to fall behind on her mortgage and her utilities.
So it's just like these back-to-back events that, you know, without inflation would have been like a minor inconvenience, right? But with the cost of food and gas on top of everything else, turned into a thing that was kind of like could completely break me.
Eventually, Hamilton decided to put up a GoFundMe page. She called it "The Struggle and Inflation Are Real," and she asked for $2,000. She got almost all of it. She caught up on her mortgage and utilities, fixed her car, and bought some groceries.
This is a tangible reflection of the practical realities that people are struggling with.
Margaret Richardson is with GoFundMe.
We saw a 60% increase in fundraisers for gasoline. We saw a 110% increase in fundraisers for baby formula. We also saw a 10% increase in fundraisers for groceries.
Overall, GoFundMe reported that people donated more than $80 million to campaigns asking for help with those basic necessities. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.